AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Potential jurors are being asked questions in the trial of Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis. He's the former police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. One potential juror saw a TV report about Floyd. Judge Peter Cahill asked about impartiality.
What it comes down to is it's just about everyone has seen or read something. The question becomes, can you put all that aside? Because as a juror, you have to decide the case just on the evidence you hear in the courtroom. Do you think you could do that?
Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death. The Court of Appeals last week ordered Cahill to consider reinstating a third-degree murder charge that he had dismissed. There could be a vote today in the House on President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. California Democrat Pete Aguilar says the bill is on target.
This legislation represents the boldest action taken on behalf of the American people since the Great Depression, and will give us the tools to build back better.
Louisiana Republican Steve Scalise says the money should go to people who need it.
Our focus from the very beginning was, let's help families who are struggling with a targeted relief bill, not just sending everybody a check all across America, but to help the families who are struggling.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will lower coronavirus vaccine eligibility from 65 to 60 later this week. Governor Tim Walz announced Minnesota is expanding eligibility for coronavirus vaccine after reaching its goal of inoculating at least 70% of people 65 and older. The governor of Wyoming, Mark Gordon, says the state will join a handful of others that have lifted mask-wearing mandates starting a week from today. A federal judge in California ruled Kobe Bryant's widow, Vanessa, can obtain the names of four Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies who allegedly shared graphic photos of the site of the helicopter crash that killed her husband, their daughter, Gianna, and seven others. This is AP News. The Smithsonian is preparing to tell the story of the pandemic.
The Smithsonian's National Museum of American History has acquired the vial that contained the very first dose of COVID-19 vaccine administered in this country. The Pfizer vaccine was given to Sandra Lindsay, an intensive care nurse in New York City, on December 14, 2020, by a New York-based health provider, Northwell Health. It donated the vial to the Smithsonian. The Smithsonian also has Nurse Lindsay's ID badge and a host of other items related to that very first vaccine dose. Museum Director Anthea Hartig says they wanted items that would tell the full story of the moment. Everything from the scrubs to the freezer unit that shipped the vaccines, she said. I'm Rita Foley.
Heavy rains forced evacuations over fears a dam might breach on the Hawaiian island of Maui. People are being told not to return to their homes because flood advisories are still in effect. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.